for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. We have all of the news that you need to know to get through your day. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. And as you heard, Deb is at the news desk. Sid is going to be in with sports momentarily. And Christian and Gabby are at the controls. And once again, we've had about a little over 24 hours to digest this whole royal explosive interview between Meghan and Harry and Oprah. And now the reaction. And oh, the reaction from Meghan's own family is just priceless.
Oof.
Oh, boy. Also, Piers Morgan is no fan of Meghan Markle, and there's a whole little story behind it. I'll tell you in a bit, but he got so upset discussing their sit down that he stormed off the set fighting with one of his colleagues.
Or as they call it at Newsmax, doing a Bob something.
Doing a Bob Sellers. My buddy Bob. So we're going to talk about that also, updating you on Cuomo, and there were protests outside of President Trump's apartment in New York City because he is in town. And lots more to get to.
Well, it certainly is an exciting news time. And as you might have heard Deb Valentine allude to just a second ago, New York City school kids heading back to the classroom sooner rather than later, which is pretty exciting. We'll have sports with Sid Rosenberg coming up at 5:15. But first, here is Joe Nolan with Traffic and Transit on the 7th. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. We had a lot of problems out here this morning early on. First of all, northbound I-95, the Connecticut Turnpike, all lanes are closed between 18 and 19. A two tractor trailer accident. This has been there a while, but still bumper to bumper traffic northbound from exit 15. If you're on I-80 on the eastbound side of New Jersey, the express lanes between exits 45 and 280, all lanes are closed with an accident investigation. Everybody being diverted over to the locals. And 202, 206 in Bridgewater northbound closed. Right out in front of Bridgewater Commons between Commons Way and 287, there is a gas main leak and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. And this important service at National Grid, if you're concerned about paying your energy bill, know that National Grid understands and is here to help customers get through this difficult time. For personalized payment solutions such as budget plans or flexible payment plans and more, go to ngrid.com/billhelp. ngrid.com/billhelp. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Okay, thanks, Frank. We've got weather coming up. The weather actually, the forecast changed. I think you're going to be happy about that.
Well, but you did say thanks, Frank, after Joe finished his.
Oh, I did? Well, I just thank you for just being alive, just breathing.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay, good. And thank you, Joe. And Frank, we're going to be talking about the changes in the weather and also. We have a guest coming up. We're not doing a Jet Set Juliet travel segment today. We are talking to Amit Scobie, the guy who wrote the book, The Insider Account of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's Megxit. He'll be joining us at 5:30.
All right.
This is the WABC Early News.
This is the WABC Early News at 5:09. Well, rumor has it that the weather might be taking a surprising turn. The journalist with the most accurate weather forecast in all of radio is Juliet Huddy. How is it looking, Juliet?
Well, it is looking pretty good. Today we're going to have 61 degrees, but apparently we're having rain showers early, but then bright sunshine this afternoon. Nobody mentioned the rain showers to me yesterday.
Oh, boy.
But I don't think it's going to be too bad. Tonight we'll have clear skies. It's going to go way down, drop way down to 36. But tomorrow we'll head back up to 53 for a high and mostly sunny skies. And Thursday we're going to get to 66 degrees, possibly even warmer, with some clouds in the morning but afternoon sun. Friday we are at 67 degrees and cloudy. So the sun kind of hides for a bit, but then we do have these warmer temperatures. But then, of course, Saturday, it starts to go down and get a little bit cooler. 48 is the high, partly cloudy skies. Sunday, inch up to 51, but plenty of sun. So, all in all, not terrible. Okay. Not as great as I wanted it to be.
Well, we all have to learn to have measured expectations, I suppose.
Yeah, that's my life story.
The New York City's Board of Correction plans to propose a solitary confinement ban at today's public meeting. The Independent Oversight Board's proposal would apply to all jails within New York City. Mayor de Blasio says this would be the first time a major jail system took such a step. He compares it to the move to close Rikers Island and the already adopted ban on solitary confinement for anyone under the age of 22. So if this proposal is adopted, there will be no more solitary confinement within New York City jails.
All right. Were you ever a fan of Piers Morgan's show?
Never.
On CNN.
Plus, he came on taking over for the greatest, you know, showman and greatest interviewer ever.
I thought it was a little strange. The choice I thought was odd, but he is kind of this phenomenon, loved and hated in Britain. And now he went back, and he is in Britain. He hosts the morning show Good Morning Britain. And he has been ripping Meghan Markle to shreds since before she even announced that she was engaged to Harry. The reason is that he had actually met up with her while she was living in London. They just kind of hooked up, went out, had some drinks, and, you know, were kind of close for a few weeks. And I guess he felt that she ghosted him and then all of a sudden found out that she's dating Harry. So he has been he has not held back when it comes to criticizing her. So apparently he was on set yesterday morning talking about this whole situation, and the Good Morning Britain weatherman, this guy Alex Beresford, had some comments about Meghan and saying, look, Piers, I know you don't like her, and here's what happened.
And I understand that you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made it so clear a number of times on this program, a number of times. And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry, no. Sorry.
Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe, not my
no,
own.
No, no, no.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
Is absolutely diabolical behaviour. I'm sorry, but Piers spouts off on a regular basis, and we all have to sit there and listen. 6:30 to 7 o'clock yesterday was incredibly hard to watch.
Okay, so anyway,
incredibly hard.
That is that's very unusual to have two colleagues who are really going after each other like that. One storming off the set.
I may do that during this show.
I've done it during a show on this station.
That's right. I'd forgotten about
that.
Yeah,
it was fun.
That's pretty wild. Well, it is interesting. Is he going to come back today and act like nothing happened?
Well, he did come back today, and he actually teased what I'm going to be telling you a little bit later about Meghan's father, who came on the show to once again unleash his hatred and disgust on her and her her hubby.
Well, here's some good news. Everyone's storming off. Some people will be soon storming in. New York City's public high schools are heading back to the classrooms later this month. Staff will start returning Thursday, March 18th, to prepare classrooms for when students return Monday, March 22nd. Officials say families will need to submit a consent form in order to allow their child to be tested for COVID in school buildings. High-risk sports will be phased in early next month, with games expected to resume by May.
All right. Well, and one really great thing, Sid, I know you're a music lover like I am. Frank, you are too. Apparently, these widespread vaccinations and then warmer temperatures, obviously, could mean that outdoor concerts will be a big thing this summer.
No.
This summer. And we could start seeing concerts indoors by the fall. I pray to God.
Should be. Let's just go. I'm ready. I'll go to Jones Beach tomorrow. I'll go to Coney Island tomorrow. Give me somebody good. Let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah. Well,
you know, by the way, today is the first day in 6 months, Juliet and Frank, that I did not wear an overcoat or a jacket. It's not even warm enough. It's kind of chilly right now.
It'll warm up.
I don't
up
care. Exactly.
It's going to be 61 degrees.
There you go.
I know. Just bring it on. Bring on the heat.
Let's go.
What's up?
All right. What's happening in the world of sports? Sid Ferris Rosenberg.
All right, Frank. We'll start with football. The Jets. Looks like they're going to place the franchise tag on their very talented safety, Marcus May. So that is the Jet news. Marcus May, the franchise tag. The Giants, very hesitant to put the same tag on their defensive tackle, Leonard Williams, because they'd rather sign him to a long-term deal. Talking about long-term deals, this one is going to make your head spin. The Dallas Cowboys, rough season last year. They lost their starting quarterback, Dak Prescott, early to injury. He wanted to get a big contract. Well, he's gotten it. 4 years, $160 million, including $126 million in guaranteed money for Dallas Cowboy quarterback Dak Prescott. Should have been a quarterback.
Yeah, really.
I mean, right?
Woo.
College football, Kansas has announced they mutually agreed to part ways with their head football coach, one of the greats, Les Miles. It turns out that Les, when he was back at LSU, was allegations of inappropriate behavior from female students and staffers. So Kansas has basically fired Les Miles, their head football coach. Baseball yesterday, the Mets were getting closer and closer to regular season baseball. Mets opened the season April the 1st in Washington against the Nationals, night game on ESPN. And again, the big talk is, will Francisco Lindor get a contract extension anytime soon? Here is the very talented Mets shortstop on that.
I mean, I'm liking my time here so far. Everybody's good. And Steve, I had the chance to meet him and Alex, and they've been great. And that's how our organization starts, you know, start from the top all the way down to the bottom. So we'll see what the future holds. Definitely, like I said before, I've never been shy from an extension, but at the end of the day, it's got to make sense not only for me, for my family, and for the team as well.
And finally, Frank and Juliet, all three hockey locals back on the ice tonight. The Rangers in Pittsburgh taking on the Penguins. The Penguins killed them 2 days ago. The Bruins are here for the Islanders, and the Devils are in Washington for the Capitals. Sports at 15 and 45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. I'm Frank Morano. You're listening to WABC Early News. Here's Joan Nolan.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. We had a lot of problems out here this morning early on. First of all, northbound I-95, the Connecticut Turnpike, all lanes are closed between 18 and 19. A two tractor-trailer accident. This has been there a while, but still bumper-to-bumper traffic northbound from exit 15. If you're on I-80 on the eastbound side of New Jersey, the express lanes between exits 45 and 280, all lanes are closed with an accident investigation. Everybody being diverted over to the locals. And 202, 206 in Bridgewater, northbound, closed right out in front of Bridgewater Commons between Commons Way and 287. There is a gas main leak and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. And this support of service and National Grid, if you're concerned about paying your energy bill, know that National Grid understands and is here to help customers get through this difficult time. For personalized payment solutions such as budget plans or flexible payment plans and more, go to ngrid.com/billhelp. ngrid.com/billhelp. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right, thanks, Joe. The stimulus bill was passed. When's it coming? When's that money coming? And who's going to get it? All these questions are being asked, and Frank's going to tell us a little bit about that in his business news. Also, pausing the Jet Set Juliet travel update today only because we're speaking with a major royal insider who knows the real Meghan and Harry.
This is the WABC Early News.
520, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. Here's what's happening in the world of business. The opening bell rings this morning as stocks closed out yesterday in mixed territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly rose above the 32,000 milestone after Senate approval of the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. But a sell-off in the tech stock sector sent the NASDAQ down sharply. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 306 points. The S&P 500 lost 20. And the NASDAQ fell 310 points. Now, about that stimulus bill, the White House is cheering Senate passage of this sweeping relief bill. Press Secretary Jen Psaki called it hugely consequential. The nearly $2 trillion measure is expected to get final approval by the House this week before being sent to President Biden. The bill went back to the House because the Senate made some changes to the original legislation. The stimulus bill includes direct $1,400 checks to Americans under certain income levels. Primarily, that means if you earned less than $80,000, you can expect a check.
Okay, so we've got the Jet Set Juliet travel update paused. Tomorrow, though, speaking of pause, I'm going to tell you my favorite hotels in the region that cater to bringing your dog.
Oh.
They're extra awesome about it. If you're planning on vacation and you want to take your little pet, these are the places to go. And there several of them are very affordable. Okay, but we also have Ahmed Scobie coming up, the guy who knows all when it comes to Meghan and Harry.
Interesting.
Yes, he will be here momentarily. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's News Minute.
All right, Julia. Well, it is play ball for New York City high school athletes. Now, that'll happen as of mid-April. The incoming school's chancellor in New York City is Misha Ross Porter.
Are having important offerings and opportunities like sports that are driven by student interests. We can expect to see students more engaged and excelling in academics.
New York City public high schools, meanwhile, resume in-person learning March 22nd. Connecticut has had its first death related to the COVID-19 variant. Governor Ned Lamont made that announcement late last night. The name of the individual, though, not released. Connecticut has a total of 81 cases of the variant reported. And New York City will hold a virtual COVID-19 Remembrance Day. Now, that happens this Sunday, March 14th. New York City Mayor de Blasio says the city is asking people to submit photos of loved ones lost due to the pandemic.
Sunday at 7:45 p.m., a ceremony will commence, and you can watch it live, nyc.gov/COVID memorial, and on all the social media channels of the mayor's office.
And the mayor says you can submit photos of loved ones lost to COVID-19 at nyc.gov/COVID memorial. Futures mix, the Dow's up 306. Juliet has your full Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
Sorry, Christian. Spacey out right now. Okay, so we do have some decent weather on the way, although it's not going to be big blobs of sun like I was hoping. But today we're going to have 61 degrees. That will be right around our high. However, apparently now we're going to have a little shower activity early with sunshine taking over by the afternoon. Again, a high of 61. Wednesday we'll get down to 53 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Thursday and Friday will be up in the mid to upper 60s, 66, 67-ish range. And we'll have some morning clouds, but it should be sunny by the afternoon with some clouds mixed in. Saturday and Sunday, the weekend starts off kind of lousy, 48 degrees on Saturday with partly cloudy skies. But by Sunday, it inches up just a tad to 51 degrees and we'll have sunny skies. The work week, pretty much the same thing. So not too bad. I would like it to be a bit warmer, but it's not going to be for a while, I have a feeling. Maybe next week we'll see the 70s. And Ahmed Scobie coming up momentarily. He'll tell us all about his reaction to Meghan and Harry and Oprah's sit-down.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
524, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. New York State Assembly Republicans are introducing an impeachment resolution to unseat Governor Andrew Cuomo. The governor has repeatedly said he will not resign amidst allegations of sexual harassment and how his office handled nursing home data. Republicans say Cuomo is facing too many allegations to lead, but several Democratic legislators aren't pushing for impeachment. A majority of the assembly would need to approve the measure, but it's still a long way off as Attorney General Letitia James finishes her investigation.
All right, well, we kind of have some bummer information. I feel bad for the Bidens. Joe Biden's German Shepherds are now back at the family home in Delaware. Major, who is the three-year-old dog that was adopted back in November of 2018, they got him from an animal shelter, but apparently he bit a security guard and displayed some aggressive behavior. So he's done this apparently on a few occasions. And the other dog, Champ, is 14 years old. He's kind of chill. He's 14. But they just figured this is probably a transition issue, you know, getting used to having all these people around and a chaotic sort of situation. And Champ's not handling it well. So they're going to be back at the end.
So Champ and Major are both going back?
I believe they're both back, yes. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem
It doesn't mean that they can't bring them up every once in a while, you know, to hang out at the White House. Mm. Well, but I guess I'd keep Champ or Major away from humanity.
Yeah, please.
Oh, it's the worst.
All right. Well, one New Jersey school is switching to remote learning, citing a rise in coronavirus cases. High Point Regional High School in Sussex County serves students from six municipalities and decided to suspend all in-person classes and events until March 22nd. Superintendent Scott Ripley sent a letter to parents yesterday, but didn't mention any specific cases within the district. This comes as the state reported just over 2,200 cases yesterday.
All right. Well, there were some protesters outside of Trump Tower yesterday. And meantime, the Manhattan DA has subpoenaed a lender for Trump's Chicago skyscraper. This is obviously a signal that the probe is expanding, and they're, you know, I would imagine that the president came back here. There still really hasn't been any sort of detail, but I would imagine he's coming back here to kind of dot his I's and cross his T's with his, you know, with his colleagues, his employees and so forth to try to all get on the same page.
Again, only speculation on our part, but it's a reasonable supposition. 5:27, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, Frank and Juliet, the last few early mornings have been crazy, and it continues to be that way this morning. We're bumper to bumper on I-95 northbound from exit 15 up to exit 19, where all lanes are closed. A two-tractor-trailer accident with injuries, and again, delays back into Norwalk. If you're on the eastbound side of Route 80, the express lanes, again, everybody being diverted into the locals at exit 45 between there and 280. A serious accident with an accident investigation. 202, 206, and Bridgewater northbound is closed between Commons Way and 287, that with a gas main leak. Westbound on the Verrazano Bridge, lower level closed, that for the usual road work. And also delays on the E&F trains. An alternate site again today is in effect. And this report is the service of Indeed.com. If you're looking to hire, think of Indeed as your GPS with great tools like Instant Match and over 135 skill tests. Indeed helps you navigate the hiring process to start to finish. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, thanks, Joe. Sid Sports is coming up in 15 minutes, and also so is our guest. He is an insider, a royal insider, and he knows the scoop with Meghan and Harry, and he'll give us all as soon as he gets up here at 5:30, but let's head over to Deb for the News Minute.
All right, now what's trending from the 77 WABC Early News Desk. I'm Deborah Valentine. Dramatic body cam videos been released of a Brooklyn man shooting at two NYPD officers after being called by the man's roommate, shot in his legs and barricaded in a closet Sunday. This happened in the Prospect Lefferts Gardens section. The NYPD's new chief, Rodney Harrison.
The bullet grazed the front of his vest, which struck his body-worn camera magnet.
Go, go, put the gun down.
And Police Commissioner Dermot Shea also at that press conference yesterday.
Number one, there is no routine call. And number two, police officers have split-second decisions to make life and death circumstances. We have seen this far too often lately.
44-year-old Ridwan Abdur-Rashid is charged with attempted murder of a police officer, attempted murder, criminal possession of a weapon, and unlawful imprisonment. Those officers recovering, the roommates stable. Well, the LIRR has added more trains now following some backlash from its reduced schedule.
Commuter Scott Stringer seeing firsthand as the LIRR is scaling back its schedule due to a drop in ridership.
No room at all. I mean, You can't operate a bus like this. You can't operate an airplane like this. I don't know how the railroad is allowed to operate like this.
Many taking to social media to describe shoulder-to-shoulder crowds on trains in the middle of a pandemic.
And Fox National News is next.
Fox News. I'm Carmen Roberts. Jury selection is expected to resume today in Minneapolis for the murder trial of the ex-police officer accused of killing George Floyd.
Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill, who's overseeing the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, put off jury selection for one day while an appeal proceeds over the possible reinstatement of a third-degree murder charge.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Adding the lesser charge could increase the chances of a conviction. And evacuations in Hawaii after 13 inches of torrential rain yesterday causes heavy flooding on Maui.
The Kapakulua Dam is overflowing, and we are very afraid that the dam may breach.
Mayor of Hawaii Island, Mitch Roth. So far, the dam is holding, but flooding's destroyed several homes. America's listening to Fox News.
For your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to 77 WABC's Early News. Frank Morano is sitting next to me, looking lovely as usual.
Oh.
Why are you dressed in an overcoat? It's like 70 degrees in the studio, though.
I've decided this is my thing now.
Is it like a weight loss thing for you?
You know, it's a fashion.
It's just it's your thing. It's your gig.
That's right.
It's your gig. Well,
yeah.
You're looking fly. All right, so you know that I've been very excited about this this next interview. It takes a lot for me to pause Jet Set Juliet's travel update. So you know it's got to be big. Now, you know my passion for all things royal and history and monarchy.
Passion is not the word.
It could be borderline obsession.
I don't have an interest in anything the way that
before we have a royal insider guest on. That's not a very nice way to welcome Albert Scobie.
No, I'm saying anything. I don't have an interest in anything that matches your enthusiasm.
Oh, okay, good.
For royalism.
Good save.
No, it wasn't a save. You started yelling at me before I could finish my sentence.
Well, because I'm just used to doing that. All right, so Omid Scobie is an author. He's a writer. You've seen his pieces in Harper's Bazaar. You've seen him on Good Morning America. And, I mean, lately you see him everywhere pretty much. But I think I would say, Mr. Scobie, that your biggest claim to fame thus far was the scoop of the decade, really, speaking with insiders in the world of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. In your riveting book, Finding Freedom, I loved it. I immediately ordered it when I found out it was coming out. And you're joining us now from London, is that right?
That's right. Thanks for having me. And I've got to say, Frank, the people who say that they are not interested in royals are always the ones that hammer me down, badger me at every dinner party and restaurant outing
I wasn't saying I wasn't interested. All I was saying is I have never had an interest in anything that matches Juliet's enthusiasm for royal watching. That was all I said.
It's true. I did kind of jump in there.
I'm thrilled to have you. I've learned a lot just in preparing for this interview.
All right. So
I'm just messing with you guys.
It's great to have you here. So you've had time, obviously, to digest this whole sit down. It's been 36 hours or so. What is your reaction?
Yeah, well, I think what's interested me the most is the lack of reaction from the palace. You know, I just sent another batch of emails to the various staff there. We're still waiting for comment from them. You know, as you say, it's been a day and a half since Meghan and Harry told the world that potentially a senior member of the royal family expressed some very negative concerns over the color or the shade of Archie's skin before he was born. And, you know, I think this interview, which we thought would feed into family drama and be really about, I guess, the usual royal gossip that we used to, has now fed into a much bigger situation that they're over here calling a constitutional crisis. They're saying it's the biggest crisis that the royal family has faced in decades.
Since the abdication, since Princess Diana passing away and sort of the lukewarm response right after that happened, I would imagine.
Exactly. And as we watch the palace sort of scramble to figure out what it is that they do next, it'll be very interesting. I think those next steps really will decide on how the public will handle this information moving forward. You know, we have to remember that this isn't just the Queen at the head of state of the UK. She's also the Queen of the head of the Commonwealth, which is 54 countries that is predominantly people of color. So it kind of carries much graver issues and concerns than maybe it initially appeared during the Oprah special, which, of course, was a huge jaw drop moment for all of us.
How is this being viewed according to opinion polling in the UK? How are people reacting to this? And what's the reaction been like from Meghan Markle's family?
Well, here I would say, I mean, listen, I'm British myself. We can be a country of haters. And Harry and Meghan certainly are quite a divisive couple here. I think amongst the younger generation, they're excited that they're a pair who stand up for what they believe in, that they believe in speaking their truth at all times and prioritizing their family and mental health. Whereas I think the more traditional royal supporters see them as a couple that turned their backs on the institution. But I would also say that that's why Harry and Meghan did this interview, because they felt that many people didn't quite understand just how bad things were behind the scenes. But you know, as you asked about family, you know, we're already seeing some of the fallout from that. Thomas Markle, I mean, surprise, surprise, was on British television this morning saying that he had no idea that Meghan's mental health had deteriorated to such a level and that he was so sorry. Empty words, I would imagine, because he, of course, was one of the main characters that contributed to Meghan's struggles by speaking with the tabloids here yes. on a near daily basis at points.
Yes, and Omid, I want to talk to you about that. We're going to take a quick break for traffic. We'll be right back with Omid Scobie.
This is your travel in Connecticut now, northbound on the Connecticut Turnpike, bumper to bumper still, exit 15 up through 19, but they've got a lane open, two tractor trailer accident with injuries is still in the process of being cleared. Then on Route 80 in New Jersey eastbound, the express lanes are still closed between exits 45 and Route 280. Again, all lanes are closed there with that accident investigation. Now, if you come northbound on 202, 206, the right lane is closed, common way up to 287, and again, that with that gas main leak and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations once again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7th, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
This is the WABC Early News.
And we are back with Omid Scobie. He is the author of Finding Freedom. It was a really interesting take, a background sort of behind the scenes look at what happened with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle as they ended up leaving the UK, Mexit, as people called it. And before we took our break, Omid, you know, you mentioned there are haters in Britain, and there are obviously haters here. And one of the things that I have such a problem with just in general is people who don't know you attacking you and tearing you apart. And this has really been this is a big problem, obviously, for Meghan Markle. Not only does she have, you know, people all around the world viciously attacking her without knowing her, but she's got her dad and her half sister speaking out and saying terrible things. You've gotten to know the couple in a way most people haven't. What are these people, what are these haters missing about this couple?
I mean, I think in some ways their authenticity or their level of candor is what often sets them up for negativity in the commentary here in the UK, because we are used to seeing our royals so formal, so buttoned up, that expectation of the sort of stiff upper lip that they're famous for is what makes the royal family this very stable presence in the UK. We don't need or want drama and instability from them. And so from that perspective, to many people in the UK, they've seen Harry and Meghan as a couple who have really challenged all of that in a way that I think many people don't appreciate. But I think ultimately what we forget is that these are real people with feelings. And, you know, as Harry said himself in the Oprah special, he feels sorry for some of his family members he feels, or in his own words, they are trapped in a system. And, you know, it then raises all kinds of questions about, if they are all trapped, if everyone is truly struggling and unhappy in this space, do we even need, or should we even think about having a royal family anymore? Have they outlived their relevancy? So I think losing sight of what is human in the royals is often where it all falls apart. It's how Diana and Sarah mm-hmm. Ferguson left the House of Windsor battered and bruised and during their times as sort of outsiders marrying in, and it seems to be happening over and over again.
Let me ask you to follow up on the question that you just raised. Could this potentially, this scandal, coupled with the other scandals that we've seen previously, spell the end of the monarchy in the UK? Could this bring an end to what we've seen as a multi-thousand-year tradition?
Mm. I mean, the Queen obviously remains much loved and revered over here. And I think that Harry and Meghan also were very keen to point out in their chat with Oprah that they enjoyed this warm, close relationship with her. And even afterwards, Harry made it very clear to Oprah that when they spoke about racism, they were not talking about Prince Philip or the Queen. But of course, we do regularly talk about reign change. That's the day that Prince Charles takes to the throne. And of course, Prince William then steps up to that secondary position as the Prince of Wales. If the accusations that Harry and Meghan have made about racism in the family concern senior members of the royal family, it really only leads it down to two people, William and Charles. Mm-hmm. These are two future kings. So the palace is now under pressure to really address this, because I think there are many people in the UK and across the Commonwealth who feel that they don't want a racist king sitting in the throne. And that is a potentially very real situation. in some ways, by Harry and Meghan not naming this individual, it's causing an even bigger crisis for the monarchy, because people are then left to guess than if it was actually addressed and dealt with very quickly.
Omid, this is about 30 seconds we have left with you, and I wish we could talk to you for the next 10 hours or more. But have you spoken with Meghan and Harry recently, i.e. like in the last 36 hours?
I think there's this sort of weird misconception that I'm a friend of the couple. You know, I'm definitely on the media side. There's always going to be that line. But I have checked in with people close to them. Mm-hmm. You know, for them, they felt that for Harry and Meghan, they felt there was sort of a sense of relief after the Oprah special, Ed, because these are things that they've sat on for a long time. And I think for a couple who are so desperate to move into that next chapter and really thrive in their new life, they had to sort of set themselves free from these truths from the past. And, you know, the rest is now left to the royal family over here to deal with. But Harry and Meghan have done their bit. They're able to move on.
Well, it is fascinating. I find it riveting. I could watch this stuff all day long. I love the history. And I really, really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much. I know you're a very busy guy these last few days. But we do appreciate you joining us.
Yes, Omid thank Scobie you.
From Finding Freedom, which was a fantastic book, by the way. I read it in a day.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Great speaking with you.
All right. Well, at 5:45, time for American sports with Sid Rosenberg. What's happening, Sid?
All right, Frank and Juliet, we'll get to the football. The New York Jets have placed the franchise tag on the very talented safety Marcus May. Marcus May has been tagged as the franchise tag for the Jets. The Giants don't really want to franchise their big-time defensive tackle, Leonard Williams. Instead, they'd love to sign Leonard to a big-money, big-term deal. We'll see if the Giants get that done. May tagged by the Jets. Dallas Cowboys made news yesterday. Their quarterback, Dak Prescott, who was injured most of last season and it hurt the Dallas Cowboys, he signs a monster new deal. It's a four-year, $160 million contract with $126 million guaranteed.
Come to me, Daddy.
I mean, please.
That is like...
The guy hasn't even won it. He's never won a Super Bowl. Barely won any playoff games.
Jeez.
$126 million guaranteed for Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys. College football, Kansas has removed Les Miles as head coach. They say they mutually agreed, but he's out. That's because he was back at LSU. Allegations of inappropriate behavior from female students and staffers. Les Miles is out at Kansas. No local basketball tonight. All three hockey locals back on the ice tonight. The Rangers are in Pittsburgh for the Penguins. The Penguins beat them on home ice 5-1 two days ago. Islanders, they're red hot. They'll host the Boston Bruins. And the Devils, they're on the road in Washington for the Capitals. That is your look at sports, 15:45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
And at 5:47, we have traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. How's it looking out there, Joe?
Well, we have good news as you travel northbound on 995, bumper to bumper from exit 15 up to exit 19. That's not the good news. The good news is that one lane has been reopened, so at least the roadway isn't closed as you head northbound on I-95. Eastbound on Route 80, the express lanes, as you come into exit 45 through 280, all lanes are closed with that accident investigation. That'll continue. 206 northbound, right lane out at Commons Way. That because of a gas main leak right there in front of Bridgewater Commons Mall, and delays on the ENF train's alternate side once again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right. The weather has changed since yesterday. What is our forecast looking like? You're just going to have to stay with us to find out.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
All right, at 5:49, this is the WABC Early News. Well, Juliet says I'm dressed a bit too warmly, given the weather, at least in studio today. Let's find out how you should dress by checking in over at our WABC weather desk.
I would say from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, you are dressed inappropriately.
Oh, boy.
With an overcoat and a scarf that is made of wool, not silk. Absolutely inappropriate for this day. It's going to be 61 degrees. We will have rain showers, so perhaps you should have worn a trench. Not a woolen coat.
Had I heard this
earlier? Yes, sunshine by the afternoon. Maybe a baseball hat should have replaced the the little accessory of the scarf. Clear skies tonight, 36 degrees. Then we're going to go back up to 53 tomorrow afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Thursday and Friday, we'll get into the upper 60s, 66, 67-ish area. But we will see some cloudy skies, maybe some sun, maybe a little sun Thursday morning, but not too much. It's probably going to be cloudy, and that will head into Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, we're going to see sunny skies. It's going to dip down to 51 degrees, though. So 48 through 66, I think, is going to be the span.
All right. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. We're not going to be freezing.
All right. Well, that's a start.
I like that.
All right. A ton of interesting information that we are going to be bringing your way for the next 45 minutes. Five people who got COVID are suing Disney Cruise Lines. Four federal lawsuits were filed last week in Orlando on charges on damages for getting the coronavirus while on the Disney Fantasy last March. Disney Cruise Line says it disagrees with the allegations and will respond in court.
Why do you miss that story? Wait, somebody is saying that they got the coronavirus on and they're doing what?
Five people who got COVID are suing Disney Cruise Line.
That's absurd.
Well, that's exactly what Disney is saying.
What? I mean, that's insane.
They can only hope for a judge that views this case the way
good
that you do.
Good Lord. Okay, woke alert, woke alert. Lawmakers in California are hoping to give kids safe spaces when they're in toy stores. This isn't about keeping stuff for teens away from the babies.
I'm leaving. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. The proposed bill would make it illegal for retailers there to put up signs saying boys and girls. This would even be applied to toys, childcare items, even the ones presumably based on gender, and even clothes. Breaking the law would result in a $1,000 fine.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Katie Couric is the first woman host of Jeopardy. She kicked off her 2-week stint last night celebrating International Women's Day. She joins other celebrities stepping in after legendary longtime host Alex Trebek lost his battle with pancreatic cancer in November. Couric plans to match all contestant winnings during her time at the podium to Stand Up to Cancer, an organization she co-founded in 2008.
That's lovely. Have you watched Jeopardy since the death of Alex Trebek?
Oh, yes. I watch it almost every night. I didn't see it last night with Katie Couric, so I can't speak to her performance. But I will say the person who's been hosting most of the time, Ken Jennings, mm-hmm. has actually been doing a far better job than I expected.
Really?
I think he's doing wonderfully.
Well, maybe he'll be the guy. Maybe he'll be the permanent one. Speaking of permanent, hopefully Priyanka Chopra will have a permanent place in New York City with her brand new adventure. So she is the actress. She is expanding her talents after recently unveiling her new hair care line. The stunning Indian actress and former Miss World and Mrs. Nick Jonas announced that she's opening an Indian restaurant here in New York. She posted an Instagram picture of herself along with her hubby in a prayer ceremony before starting work on the place, before, I guess, breaking ground on the place. It's called Sona, and it is opening later this month down in the Flatiron District.
Well, this is something you may want to purchase. Just in time for Easter, Peeps is moving beyond the candy aisle. Listen to this. Fans can now show off their favorite flavor by wearing it. The brand has teamed up with HipDot Cosmetics to create a makeup line. Mm. It includes an eyeshadow palette in 6 glittery colors inspired by the iconic marshmallow treats. Also, makeup sponges shaped like Peeps.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
And the collection is being sold online at HipDot and Ulta.
Well, that's cute. I mean, for a 12-year-old. I'm just kidding. The glittery eyeshadow thing, it's kind of, I'm past those days.
Okay.
I mean, I'd like to be 21 again.
It's
wearing, it's what?
It's just for the holiday.
Well, maybe it'll last. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Me too.
I mean, I hate Peeps, but they're cute looking.
Everybody does.
I know, really. Do people actually eat them?
No.
That's the question. By the way, the publishing house Crown, apparently they're not very happy because they paid Governor Cuomo so much money.
Oh.
7 figures for his pandemic bragging rights book. You know, sales aren't going so well, Frank.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah, so they're kind of like, we might have bungled this one.
Well, they thought they had a sure thing. And if anything, we've seen how quickly fortunes can change. All right. Well, get paid to play cornhole. This is not a joke. It's the latest dream job. A lawn care company is offering to pay someone $1,000 to play the outdoor game for 5 days. The candidate will simply need to fill out a worksheet each time, explaining how they're having fun while social distancing. The game includes tossing small bags of corn into holes in a board. Those interested have until April 2nd to apply on MyTrueGreenLawn.com.
Do you are you into that kind of stuff?
You know what? I played it recently for what I think was the first time, but I had fun. It was good. I will tell you, my brother-in-law is a stellar cornhole player.
So you call him Cornholio.
That's good.
Isn't that?
That's pretty good.
Yes. And will you be going down to the beach when you go to Atlantic City?
If weather permits, I certainly will.
And you're going this weekend?
Yes. Will weather permit?
With it will. Yes, it will permit. Sunday looks pretty nice, but it'll be 50s. It's not like you can lay there on the beach.
Well, we'll do the boardwalk stroll then.
I would imagine that would be fine.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have a favorite place down there that you go? A pizza place or anything?
Well, the pizza place, it's not a place that's really known for its pizza, but in terms of Italian, Mama Angeloni's is terrific. My favorite place is a place that we actually have here in Manhattan as well, Il Molino. But mm-hmm. my wife doesn't like me to go there because it's a little pricey. Mm-hmm. Angelo's Fairmount Tavern is very nice. And there's a new establishment I'm looking forward to, a chocolate-themed bar called Bar 32.
Oh, wow. So you were saying earlier to Omid Scobie that you can't imagine yourself being so passionate about something like I'm passionate about monarchical history, but I find your passion, you actually devote an entire segment to Atlantic City.
Right. Once a week. And
I mean, the amount of time that you spend on your segment equals the amount of time that I talk about the monarchy on the show.
We have spent 45 minutes.
And it would be more if you could, says Christian.
And we've spent 45 minutes on the Royals today, 45 minutes
45
yesterday.
45 minutes?
Easily.
I would not say no. I would not say that, no.
There's a lot of Royal talk going on. I don't mind.
Well, it's because, I mean, it is a big story.
All right. Well,
I mean, you look at the papers, that's all you see.
I don't know what to tell you, Juliet.
Are you not getting any more interested in this whole... I mean, when you think about the bringing down of an entire monarchy.
I want to be more interested. And because I see how enthusiastic you are, I'm just I'm mildly interested.
Because I'm interested in going down to Atlantic City.
Good.
Well, to sort of share in your adventure, but you didn't invite me this weekend. So.
All right. Well, that invitation may be coming your way, so if you play your cards right.
Okay.
I've never been so relieved to say that it's 5:57 and time for traffic and transit on the 7th with Joe Nolan.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Northbound on the Connecticut Turnpike, bumper-to-bumper traffic coming into exit 19. An accident, two lanes are out, two tractor trailers are involved, and the far left lane is open. If you're traveling eastbound on Route 80 in the express lanes, all lanes remain closed. Again, between exit 45 and I-280 with an accident investigation. Also, delays on 202-206 between Commons Way and 287. The right lane is out with a gas main leak, and alternate side again today is in effect. This report, a service of Indeed.com. If you're looking to hire, think of Indeed as your GPS with great tools like Instant Match and over 135 skills tests. Indeed helps you navigate the hiring process from start to finish. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, coming up for the next half hour, we'll have an update on all the latest royal news. I can imagine that there was some.
I could give you one little update.
All right.
Thomas Markle, Meghan's dad, is going to be appearing on the ITV Breakfast Show with Piers Morgan tomorrow.
Why don't we call this show
teasing,
a breakfast
show? Well, that was one of the pitches I wanted to
call it. Oh, that's right. I remember. I think I supported that.
What did I call it? Power Breakfast.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean,
it was shut down.
It's not exactly the executive hour, is it?
No, but it is powerful, and it is breakfast time, sort of. But Thomas Markle has spoken out, and I am just, it is just mesmerizing that this man can say these things about his daughter. We'll hear a little bit more about that in the 6 o'clock hour.
See, I am interested. See?
Yeah. That was a good teaser.
All right. All sorts of Cuomo news is coming your way as well, along with more sports with Sid Rosenberg. And I'll have some more business news. You'll hear more of the weather from Juliet Huddy. And we'll have local news with Deb Valentine. And in just a minute, we'll tell you all about the latest national news from the Fox News Radio National Desk. And some exciting jelly bean news coming up.
Oh, how nice. That's wonderful. Well, once again, Jet Set Juliet's travel update will be back tomorrow. We will be going to the greatest hotels in our region that cater to pets. You can bring Fido, and Fido will be treated like royalty. Wow. Well, I mean, well, in the good sense of the word. Like if you're Louis the 14th.
He'll be treated like Meghan Markle.
Well, I don't know about that. Let's hope not.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. As we get ready to hear the Bernie and Sid show at 6:30, I am Frank Morano. This is the WABC Early News.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. Deb is following breaking news stories at the news desk. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid will be in with sports at 6:15. And everybody's talking about the marinating after the big sit-down with Oprah, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Now several people are speaking out, and some people are storming off. We're going to get to that momentarily. Also, coronavirus, we're finding, can trigger other diseases, which is really scary. And one particular thing that people have been complaining about, and it seems to be something that might have some serious long-range problems.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You're going to want to stay tuned to that.
Yes.
Meantime, you'll also want to stay tuned to Joe Nolan to find out how you're going to be getting to work this morning, because he's got traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the 7s here at 6:07. Joe Nolan, how are the roads looking this morning?
Well, northbound on 202, 206 coming into Commons Way, extra heavy and slow traffic. It stays that way through 287 where the right lane is out with a gas main leak, so please be very careful as you travel northbound. Eastbound 80, the express lane's an accident. All lanes are closed between exits 45 and I-280. Again, an accident investigation being cleared. Then on the Connecticut Turnpike northbound, bumper to bumper approaching exit 19, that earlier accident involving the two tractor trailers, that has been cleared, so all lanes have been reopened. Some residual traffic left over, though, and alternate side once again today is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. As promised, here is some, there is some very, very big news on the jelly bean front, but first, Juliet, what's happening weather-wise?
All right. Well, weather is, it's changed a little bit from the forecast yesterday. We're going to hit 61 degrees today, but we'll have some rain showers in the morning. Would you look at that?
Wow.
But bright sunshine apparently by the afternoon sometime. Clear skies tonight. We're going to go from 61 today to 36 tonight. So it's a huge drop. So we're only going to get up to 53 tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. But by Thursday, we'll get up to 66 degrees with morning clouds and afternoon sun. Friday, 67 degrees, cloudy skies. And then Saturday and Sunday, 48, 51. Now we'll have some sun, though.
Okay. All right.
Not, well, not too bad.
There is a new candy for Easter baskets this year. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Dunkin' Donuts, a.k.a. Dunkin', is going beyond donuts to sell jelly beans at Walgreens and Rite Aid. But they might appeal to adults more than kids. That's because they're said to taste like iced coffee. Flavors include French vanilla, caramel latte, butter pecan, toasted coconut, and hazelnut. The company says it's a fun and sweet new way for people to enjoy the great tastes of Dunkin'.
I have to tell you, when I go into Starbucks, it's like half adults, half kids in there. I mean, kids go in there and they drink these coffee drinks. Mm. They get all the stuff with all the whipped cream on them. It's very tempting. All right. So, promised you this in the last half hour. Thomas Markle, Meghan Markle's dad, is speaking to the ITV breakfast show Good Morning Britain with the host Piers Morgan, who you will hear from momentarily. Because the Duchess of Sussex, of course, aired some pretty crazy stuff, including some footage that did not air. And apparently she trashed her dad, which he has been doing to her for the last 3 years. So, you know, I guess touche. But anyway, Thomas Markle was on. He did the taping already, and I guess it will end up playing tomorrow. But apparently he makes mention of Prince Harry and calls him snotty and says, well, at least I didn't play pool naked and dress up like Hitler. Wow. So I guess the gloves are continuing to be off. And speaking of Piers Morgan, he is not a Meghan Markle fan. I guess they had a friendship, but then all of a sudden she ghosted him. And then next thing he knows, she's dating Prince Harry. So he got into a little tete-a-tete with the weather guy from Good Morning Britain. Listen.
And I understand that you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made it so clear a number of times on this program. A number of times. And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No.
Sorry, no. Sorry.
Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe, not my
own. No.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't do this.
This is absolutely diabolical behaviour. I'm sorry, but Piers spouts off on a regular basis, and we all have to sit there and listen. 6:30 to 7 o'clock yesterday was incredibly hard
to
watch.
Yeah, I mean, the point is...
Incredibly hard to
Piers
watch.
Piers Morgan has spent the last 3 years literally attacking Meghan Markle so savagely, saying the most awful things about her. And he literally spent like one evening having cocktails with her. And he is just disgusted with her. It's like he's such a child.
Well, I agree with you. And it's certainly unprofessional of him to behave that way. But why do people just simply ghost other people? What would have been so wrong with her saying to Piers, I don't think we're going to hit it off?
I got to be honest with you. I agree with you. But if you see the way Piers Morgan behaves, he can be completely boorish and childish and petulant,
just like he was there.
And so perhaps he was just obnoxious and she ghosted him because he was obnoxious, not because she met Prince Harry.
Well, I am seriously considering discontinuing following Piers Morgan on Twitter. I'll tell you that.
He's very mean sometimes. Sometimes I like him, but sometimes.
Right. Well, the CDC says fully vaccinated people can take part in small indoor gatherings with others who've been vaccinated without face masks and without social distancing. Mm. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky recommended they should still wear masks in public and avoid crowds. The CDC is still advising against non-essential travel.
And they're saying that you can go into a single household if you have had your vaccine and you're going into a household with low-risk people, that's also
right.
Okay.
And again, their definition of fully vaccinated is 2 weeks after the second dose.
Correct. So my mother finally had her second dose, I guess, a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. So now she is feeling like she's got, you know, she's got it.
Super
she can go out into the world. Yeah. What a wonderful feeling that must be.
I think Christian is being vaccinated tomorrow. And my brother just got his second vaccination. And I asked him about virus stuff. And he just says, oh, I can't worry about such things anymore.
I can't worry about such things. I can't wait to get my vaccination. I'm so excited. And then I'm just going to fly off into the sunset and the Venetian Canal.
Wonderful.
Yes. And speaking of flying off, I know that our buddy Sid Rosenberg wants to fly to London sometime. You're a London guy.
My favorite city.
It's a great city.
I would move there tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a great, great city. Now,
my daughter Eva's going to go to college there. Her boyfriend lives there. So we're going to be spending a lot of time. We'll be there twice this summer, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your wife ran the London Marathon, didn't she?
Twice.
You're kidding.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's crazy. And, you know, we just realized that his wife and I were born on the same day of the same year, like the
same day,
September 27th, 1969.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that on the air.
That's
to your wife.
You both look great.
She's not listening.
So. Absolutely. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Oh, please.
It's a crazy day and age.
I know. But no, I have no problem with that whatsoever. Please, I'll take any compliment.
She's just like me. It's unbelievable. What's that?
You don't have pets, do you?
Do I have what?
Pets.
I had dogs my whole life.
Oh.
I adopted them all from the North Shore Animal League, and we lost three of them, and I'm done.
Oh, because of the pain?
I've got on my night table by my bed. I've got pictures of dogs, Lucy and Satchmo and Zeus. Aww. It's like children. I can't do it again.
I know. All right. Well, then you might want to step outside of my Juliet report tomorrow, because I'm going to tell you the best hotels that cater to dogs.
Well, it is interesting, Sid. I'd be curious about your take on this. This is a discussion we had on the overnight program the other day, and then John Catsimatidis had it Sunday on his program. There is a huge trend. Well, it's a growing trend. It's not huge yet because it's still expensive. Of people cloning their pets.
Yes.
So say you have a 10 or 11-year-old dog who may not be with you for some time. You can clone that pet.
Yeah.
And either when the dog passes on or even while he's still living, have that dog birthed anew, and he would be a genetic clone of your existing dog. Would you, if money was not a factor, would you have your pet cloned?
No. I saw that on Jane Pauley's show. Full hour of that. All these dogs that were cloned. And I will say this. I say no very quickly, but every time I watch that movie with Dennis Quaid, those dog movies, where the dog keeps coming back, it's a different dog, but it keeps coming back to life. Mm-hmm. And eventually at the end of the movie, Dennis figures out, wow, that was my first dog from 20 years ago. It's such a beautiful story. And this is similar to that in real life. Mm. But I just believe that whether it's a dog or a person, you're supposed to die and move on, and that's it. So I would not want to clone my animal.
What about you?
No.
Would you want to clone your pet?
I mean, there are so many dogs that need to be rescued.
Well, that's kind of the key.
But dogs are like your kids to many of us. And I mean, I'm obsessed with Winnie. And if I had the opportunity and the money, I'd probably.
Now, do you walk the dog every morning?
No.
What is John?
No, she is potty trained inside.
Oh, okay.
She's 3 pounds, so we don't do a lot of walking with her outside.
See, I had to do that. Like when Danielle gave birth to Ava, I had to leave Mount Sinai Hospital, drive back to Tenafly, New Jersey, to walk the damn dog, and I was furious.
Wow!
You need to get a 3 pounder because this thing she's wee wee potty trained.
Perfect.
What's happening in the world of sports, Sid Rosenberg?
All righty, let's get to Eli Manning, the former great Giant quarterback, winner of 2 Super Bowls and inevitably on his way to the Hall of Fame. He's got his own TV show now. You know, his brother Peyton has his own show. It's called Peyton's Places, and he takes a good look at the NFL and some of the top quarterbacks. Now, Eli's Places will debut this fall on ESPN, but unlike Peyton, who will concentrate on the NFL, Eli will concentrate on college campuses, kids, the better players. For you, Juliet, in these nice little college towns, some of the better restaurants.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Eli's Places, of course, Eli went to the University of Mississippi. He's an Ole Miss guy. So that's coming up this fall. Talking about quarterbacks in the NFL, how about Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboy fans? 4 years, $160 million. $126 million of that is guaranteed. Last I checked, Dak Prescott has 7 less Super Bowl wins than Tom Brady, but he's getting $126 million guaranteed. The Jets have placed a franchise tag on their very talented safety, Marcus May. Nets and Knicks back in action on Thursday night. All 3 hockey locals back on the ice tonight. The Rangers are in Pittsburgh for the Penguins. The Islanders, they are red hot. They'll host the Bruins, and the Devils are on the road in Washington taking on the Capitals. That is your sports at 15 and 45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for WABC Early News.
Thank you, Sidney.
All right. Thank you, Sid. At 6:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. And we'll be right back with more news, headlines, and updates. Joe, how are the roads looking?
Well, the outbound Queens leg of the RFK Triborough Bridge now is stalled. 2 lanes are out of service as you come on up to that. If you're on the Jersey Turnpike now, northbound the Western Spur up at 18W, a disabled, that's in the right lane. Also, we're going to have problems continuing eastbound on 80, the express lanes. All lanes remain closed at exit 45 with that accident investigation. Everybody to the locals. 202-206 by Bridgewater Commons. The right lane is out. That gas main leak. Path delays, Journal Square to 33rd. Late running overnight road work and alternates out again. Today is, in effect, the supportive service of Dell Technologies. Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Enjoy specials on Dell docks, monitors, and servers, plus up to 45% off the latest Dell business computers powered by Intel Core processors. So call 877-ASK-DELL or speak with a Dell Technologies advisor. That's 877-ASK-DELL. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Well, at 6:19, time for your business update, and it appears Americans made progress during the coronavirus pandemic on returning money they owed. A new WalletHub study shows the country as a whole paid off a record nearly $83 billion in credit card debt in 2020. The personal finance website told CNBC it's only the second time in the past 35 years that the U.S. has ended the year owing less than what it started with.
How is that possible?
Well, I have a theory, but the other time happened during the Great Recession back in 2009. Oh. But WalletHub also noted there's still more work to be done as the country owes more than $1 trillion to credit card companies. So my theory as to why this is the case is because you had a lot of people who were not necessarily out of work, and then all of a sudden got a windfall $1,200 payment that they used to pay their credit card bill.
Well, that's pretty shocking because Americans are, we like to spend.
Well, here's
we shouldn't be spending on.
Well, there was nothing to spend on.
That's the other thing.
Well, that's a very good point. Absolutely.
No restaurants, no Broadway shows.
That is
no
very
casinos.
True. But I mean,
no
so
plays.
Many because of that, no restaurants, Broadway shows, casinos, plays. People lost their jobs. So you would think that it would somehow even out. But that's it's
well, how is it possible then that I kept my job and I make a good living? And I got more into debt. How was that fun?
Well, you and I must go to the same accounting firm.
So what are you guys talking about on the show today?
Well, we're going to have Bo Dietl today. It's a Tuesday. It's not a Tuesday on Bernie and Sid, Juliet, without Bo Dietl. He's going to stop by. We will talk to New York Post columnist Miranda Devine. She'll be here today. And also Allison Josephs, a.k.a. Jew in the City. You know, you may remember a couple of weeks ago when Dove Hyken and I put together this rally outside of SNL. I guess it turns out there's a show on NBC. I don't watch it. You might. It's Nurses. Mm-mm. You know that show?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, they depicted a character, a Hasidic character, in a really, really ugly light. And Allison, much like Dove Hyken, is out there every day protecting the Jews. She saw this. It made her angry. She's got two or three other examples of just how nasty TV has gotten in terms of the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. So she's coming on today to shed some light on that.
Well, I am looking forward to hearing that. I know Allison a little bit. I've
Who don't you
on,
know?
I mean, that, it is,
it's unbelievable.
Seriously.
Well, I mean,
he's interviewing Carol Alt two nights ago.
I heard that.
She's at his wedding. What?
Not only did he interview her, Juliet, but she constantly referred to him as, you ready for this?
Frankie.
Are you kidding me?
He's talking about. You really did hear that.
I heard the whole thing.
Well, let me say about Allison Josephs. She is one of the very rare people that I know that has actually converted female to being an Orthodox Jew. It's pretty rare.
Right, right.
And we would.
She was Jewish before.
Yes.
But she was like my cousins on Fire Island. They were out wife swapping and smoking weed. Wow. Now my cousin Nelson is like the head of the Chabad.
I don't know that she was wife swapping and smoking weed, but she was certainly much more reformed than she is now.
Not that we're judging.
But I'll say, when we were doing Liquid Lunch on Newsmax on a daily basis, we would upload the show to the YouTube every day. The segment that we did with her got more views than any other segment we ever
did. Is that right?
That is.
Why is that?
Well, I think it's because she linked to it on her blog and it has such a viral following on her blog.
Well, she did actually write this story initially about Nurses on the Daily Mail. That is a nice spot.
Yeah.
And she got a ton of readers. So she does seem to have put together quite a loyal audience.
Absolutely.
And works out well.
And she's 100%. Not related to Margaret Josephs of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
She's
fame,
not.
Is she?
She's not, who, by the way, is married to Joe Beningo. Same exact spelling as my former radio partner at WFAN. They're first cousins.
Oh, are they?
They are first cousins. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. In fact, I spoke to Joe last night. We're going to have lunch with him and Frank Catania here in the city next week.
Oh, that guy cracks me up. My husband thinks he's the greatest guy. Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He seems really cool.
Now, Sid,
he bench presses about 16,000 pounds.
He could bench press this entire building.
The whole city.
Yeah.
You're still having Miranda Devine on, even though she was very critical of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry in that interview.
That's exactly why she's coming on. I despise those people. No disrespect to Juliet. I love Juliet, but I mean, I sat on the couch. This is my tweet yesterday. I sat on the couch for an hour trying to figure out if I cared less about anything else in life, and I couldn't figure it out. And somebody said, well, wait a second. If you're sitting on the couch for an hour thinking about it, you must care.
That's true.
No, it's not true. But there's a difference between thinking and caring.
But it's so strange to me. It's such a weird paradigm, dichotomy, a conundrum, because you love Bravo.
Well,
that's
right.
It's that's so what I was going to ask. Isn't it the same as what you watch on reality?
It is.
Just a lot richer.
It is, but the difference is even these ladies on Bravo, they know that they're characters. They know it. These two take themselves so seriously, and they're loved and revered as if they've done something. We know the Bravo girls haven't done anything for the most part. People look at these folks like they've done something. They do nothing. I go to London all the time. They do nothing. Why they get all this press, I just don't get it.
Well, they, for me, it's just the history and the tradition, and it's tied to all these. I mean, they're descendants of, you know, people who created our world.
Well, yes.
Good and bad.
There is some of that.
I love that's the, really the aspect of it that I
mean, I know people that like the kids because they love Princess Di.
Yeah.
And Harry and William are continuing her legacy. Mm-hmm. I could appreciate that. Mm-hmm. She was murdered anyway, but I don't know. This Meghan Markle is so unlikable. It's just, why? She's unlikable.
Well, we had that Omid Scobie on who wrote the book about them, and I think that he kind of touched on this, but they really probably, you know, what is the point of them making this drama and scene? Why can't they just go on with their life?
Well, what is the point?
Because I think that I would imagine that they are very righteous about what they have gone through, and they don't want this to continue. They don't want this behavior to continue.
Well,
I guess.
I can appreciate that. That's honorable.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's like if you don't want to feel like you want to kill yourself because you have so many people coming at you, then this probably wasn't the best move to make. But you know. we live and learn, don't we?
But you know the thing, like Howard Hughes later in his life, he clearly didn't want to be bothered with anybody, really. He kind of wanted to do his own thing. But he didn't do all these interviews talking about how he didn't want to be bothered with anybody. That's sort of what
I... She's the only one that they've done, though.
I feel like they've been very vocal.
Wait, you mean disingenuous?
I really don't think
so.
If you don't want to be a royal and don't want to be a part of
royal disappear. Right, then disappear. Just disappear.
But I think they also, they don't. Harry, this is his family. This is everything that he is. I mean, he was born. He inherited this position. He can't just say, I'm not going to be part of it. I mean, he really can't. But he's still a part of it, and he doesn't want to say goodbye to his family. He just wants to not be responsible for some of the things. He comes off
very henpecked, very henpecked, disloyal. I appreciate the fact he loves his wife. I love my wife. But he comes off really bad in this.
When you think about what he must have gone through as a child and the trauma that he went through because of his mom,
sure.
Yeah. I would think that that has affected him and maybe given him this sort of, not rose color, you know, gray-colored glasses.
I got to tell you.
He sees things very sensitively.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it was less shocking when his mother died than the first time he saw his father with that lady Camilla. Oh, my God.
I know, you can't, it's just...
This is a fraction of the humor you're in store for the next 3 hours and 3.5 hours. Bo Dietl, Miranda Devine, and Allison Joseph. Juliet, this was fun.
This is always fun.
I'll see you in Atlantic City. You will be invited.
Well, what, you're acting like you're not going to see me tomorrow.
Oh, good. I am going to be here tomorrow.
Yep. Okay, all that's right. Good. So am I, as far as I know.
Stay tuned for the Bernie and Sid show right after Joe Nolan has traffic. See you tomorrow.